Okay, that's it for all the news. And now for the one you've all been waiting for, sport. In football, the draw for next season's Carling Cup has delighted the Aldershot boss Dean Holdsworth. The first round sees the Shots travelling all the way to West Ham, where Holdsworth will be reunited with his old boss Sam Allardyce, who is the new manager there. The Aldershot manager said, "I can't believe it. It's fantastic news. The best draw we could have hoped for." While the team has a particularly poor record in the Carling Cup, a win or a draw would be a great upset. And the reason why the Aldershot manager was so pleased is because he played under Sam Allardyce at Bolton for a few seasons. Now, away from football, to cricket. Now, given the weather last weekend, there wasn't a lot of cricket, and subsequently there's not a lot of cricket news. However, there is good news for Farnham in the Ryman Surrey Championship Division 2. A draw against Old Emmanuel saw them lifted out of the bottom two in the table. Put into bat, Old Emmanuel managed a creditable all-out for 155, given the conditions, after 47 overs. And they battled through rain interruptions. Farnham fought back in their innings, scenting victory at 80 for 2, but then wickets started falling and the runs dried up, leaving them with only 143 for 7. They need to secure a few wins this season, and hopefully they will do better in Ashford today, weather permitting. Of course, it'll probably rain. Rowledge beat Pinkney's Green by 5 wickets last Sunday in a match postponed from the previous week in the Persimmon Village Cup, which means they now move into the last 32 of the competition. On a spongy wicket, Pinkney's Green lost their opening batsman off the very first ball, which obviously pleased Rowledge. And after this, Rowledge managed to pin them down to a meagre total of 90 runs. With a few hiccups, they managed the necessary 91 runs with a loss of only 5 wickets. The next round sees them travelling to Cambridge to play Foxton Cricket Club, and that is this weekend. And the Gentlemen of West London lost to Hale by 6 wickets on Sunday. The Gentlemen's innings was dominated by Patel, who made a fine 58, well supported by Gilkes and Rees. Ryan Larby continued his good form by taking 2 for 21. That's all very good, and well done, Hale, against the Gentlemen of West London. I don't know if it's all the Gentlemen of West London. Now, sailing. Frensham Pond Sailability hosted the National Championships for Access Dinghies, and the two-day event on June 11 to 12 had everything, apparently. 34 entries competed in conditions that varied from shifting light airs to 30-knot gusts and driving rain. It was a true international meeting, with a strong Netherlands team and even an Australian helm having the satisfaction of beating the Brits on their own water. See, I had to include that one. The event had been in the balance due to floating weed in the northeast corner, but race officer Graham Howlett succeeded in setting courses away from the worst of the problem. I don't know whether he actually scooped all the weed out. A visiting sailor added that despite wind, weed and weather, this was the best nationals ever. Now, we've all been waiting for the croquet news, and here it is. Stephen Mulliner of Waverley Borough Council will lead Great Britain and Ireland's bid to regain croquet's equivalent of the Ryder Cup when the Americans arrive in the UK next week. So that's something to keep your ears open for the results on that. Now, judo, Farnham's Natasha Stevens from JC Osaka, I'm assuming JC stands for Judo Club, is part of the 14-strong British squad competing at the 2011 European Cadets Judo Championships in Cotonera, Malta, starting yesterday. This is the premier event for Europe's elite judoku under the age of 17, so good luck to Natasha. Let's all keep our fingers crossed for her. Swimming. Farnham Swimming Club travelled to Bournemouth last weekend for a four-county battle in the Hanson South Coast League involving clubs from Surrey, Dorset, Hampshire and the Isle of Wight. Despite resting three of their four national swimmers and a number of county champions and regional swimmers, Farnham emerged victorious, winning 19 of the 53 events, coming second in a further 10 and finishing in the top three in two-thirds of the races. And finally, a Paralympic cycling champion, Rachel Morris. You may know her. She's a familiar sight to motorists when training hard on the roads and lanes around Farnham. She has just returned from a successful three-week European tour with the British cycling, paracycling squad. She trained and competed in Italy and Switzerland and Spain and gained points for the team towards their entry for the London Paralympics in 2012. So good luck to Rachel. Well done her.